Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Today is World Malaria Day. Urgent action is needed to get the global response to malaria back on track, and ownership of the challenge lies in the hands of countries most affected by malaria. On World Malaria Day 2019, the World Health Organization joins the Partnership to End Malaria, the African Union Commission, and other partner organizations in promoting Zero Malaria Starts With Me, a grassroots campaign that aims to keep malaria high on the political agenda, mobilize additional resources, and empower communities to take ownership of malaria prevention and care. Social networks make it clear what many parents in Berlin are currently occupied with. Although they have a legal right to childcare from their child's first birthday, thousands of parents have been trying in vain to get a place for months. In eBay advertisements, desperate parents sometimes offer several hundred euros in, quote, reward for finding a place in a daycare center. A father who was willing to put 5,000 euros on the table recently made headlines. A year ago, the anger of many parents was so great that thousands took to the streets for more Kita places. They also called for more attractive working conditions for educators, who are lacking everywhere and are desperately sought after. The Red-Red-Green Senate, which has made the expansion of childcare a priority, praised improvement at the time. Family Senator Sandra Sheerness of the SPD initiated numerous measures to increase the number of places and personnel in the short and medium term and paid premiums to nursery operators who created additional places. Ronnie Fehler, daycare expert at the Education and Science Union, or the GEW, in Berlin, remarked that the situation has not improved. Currently, as many parents are looking for daycare places as last year. Fehler added, quote, "The Senate cannot be denied the awareness of the problem, but a resounding success is not in sight. The Senate was already selling as a success that the situation had not worsened, which he believes is a negative signal." Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, parents reported that 100 requests to daycare centers and childminders are not uncommon, many starting the search for a daycare center when they become pregnant. Anyone who looks after their child at home for a longer period of time and does not want to put him or her in a nursery until he or she is 3 or 4 has practically no chance. Meanwhile, more and more parents are fighting back. Since the beginning of the census in May of last year, the Administrative Court in Berlin has received 170 urgent applications and 73 complaints for a daycare place. According to a spokesman, 178 proceedings have now been settled. In most cases, the plaintiffs are successful. The district is ordered to provide a place or to pay a childminder. Senator Sheerness admits that the situation is tense, stating, quote, "The measures taken for more places and more staff are having an effect, but we are not over the hill yet." Since Berlin grows by 40,000 people a year and many families move to the capital, Sheerness calls the expansion of the daycare centers a, quote, "race against time," and, quote, "we have to keep up the pace," and sees the Senate, districts, and daycare providers as being responsible for this. According to the state statistical office, 260,000 children up to the age of 6 currently live in Berlin, 223,000 of whom are older than 1 year and have a legal right to care. In the 16th year of its existence, MyFest, the street festival around Oranienstrasse, will be much quieter, smaller, and more political than in previous years. This is what the district and organizers have now decided after 5,000 local residents had their say in a survey. Most residents are not against the festival. They just want it to be neighborhood-oriented and less commercial. District Mayor Monica Hammond of the Green Party describes this as a, quote, "change," and announces that the police and the public order office will take more consistent and earlier action than before against unauthorized beverage sales and street parties with loud music. This year, there will only be 4 stages instead of 6. From 8 p.m., music will be lowered, and at 9 p.m., the street festival will end. Along with music, the stages will focus on important political themes like displacement, homelessness, anti-racism, and self-determination. On each stage, at least 2 hours are scheduled for political speeches. The police have announced that there will be few to no police officers at MyFest. In addition, more toilets will be installed. One of the changes this year, as reported previously by Berlin Briefing, is that the MyFest will not be extended into the Görlitzer Park. The area will become a party-free relaxation zone. In order to prevent illegal parties, glass bottles, beverage cans, grills, and music equipment will be prohibited on the park on May 1st. The repair of the subway tunnel at Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz in Mitte is more complex than previously thought. Petra Nelken, spokeswoman for Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, announced that the damage must be examined more closely. Experts from the construction department hope that it can be repaired by the summer, but the authorities aren't making any promises. There will be consequences. The closure of Schönhauser Allee to the north at the intersection with Torstrasse, which had existed since the last week, must remain in place for the next few weeks. The road closure is intended to prevent vibrations that could cause further damage to the tunnel ceiling of the underground shaft. Another precautionary measure also remains in effect. The U2 trains in the direction of Pankow may only leave the Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz underground station at slow speed. According to Nelken, however, the restrictions will not affect the timetable. As reported, BVG employees discovered a suspicious spot in need of repairs on the tunnel ceiling a week ago during a routine check between the Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz and the Senefelder-Platz stations. For safety reasons, train traffic on the U2 was suspended several times in the area. The tunnel, which is more than 100 years old, was built directly under the roadway, like a large part of the tunnel network. This typical construction method from the early days of the Berlin subway is due to the lack of experience and the sandy subsoil in Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.